Zion Ador Sheni, Sunday the 13th of March, Rabbi Shir Tarkovsky, the hidden Nissen of Purim continued.
This Gemara was just mentioned, but the Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Megillah that the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, why were the Jews in that generation, why was there a gzeira of destruction on all the Jews? And he asked back to the Talmidim, well, what do you say? So he said, because they went to the, they were nana from the Suda of Achashverosh. So he said, if that would be true, so then only the people of Shushan should have had the Gzeira, because only the people of Shushan had to go to the Suda. So then it should only have been the Gzeira on the people of Shushan. So they didn't have what to answer. And even though all of us, I'm sure, when we were kids, why was there Gzeira Klai Yisrael? Because we went to the Suda of Achashverosh, Mordechai told us not to go, but it seems then that's the obvious question. The Gzeira should have only been on the people of Shushan. So he answered, because in the time, way, way back in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar made an Avodah Zorah, and he made Klai Yisrael bow down to the Avodah Zorah. Ad kidei kach, that all Klai Yisrael, everyone, the whole world bowed down. Only Hananya, Mishael, Vazdarya did not bow down. But everyone else bowed down, and for that reason, there was on Klai Yisrael an oinish of destruction. It was a big chil Hashem, they all bowed down to the Avodah Zorah. So they asked, the Talmidim asked them, so why were they saved? So the Gemara answers, because him lo asol upon him. They only did it on the surface. Inside they didn't mean it. So therefore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Gzeir on Klai Yisrael, it was only on the surface, he didn't mean it. There's a very interesting custom that we have on Purim, that everyone gets dressed up in costumes. And no one seems to know the reason why is everyone getting dressed up. Where did this come from? But it came from this Gemara. That we see that the whole Gzeira on Klai Yisrael, the Aveira of Klai Yisrael was Laponim. That they, on the surface, they served Avodah Zorah, but they didn't mean it. The Gzeira was Laponim. To understand that everything was only on the surface and on its side. When you put on a costume, it's fake outside and it's real inside. That was the emphasis of having this minig, that the whole Aveira and the whole Gzeira was only like a mask. Everything on the outside was fake and it wasn't that way inside. But the truth is that we look in the Gemara and we see that the Aveira of Klai Yisrael was that they went and they bowed down to the Avodah Zorah in the time of the Nebuchadnezzar. But we can't erase the fact that also the people in Shushan were nene from the Suda of Achashverosh. So the Vilna Gaon explains that was why we had to have two heroes. Usually every Chag has one hero. And here we had two heroes, Mordechai and Esther. The reason why we had two heroes was because there were two Averas here. And each Avera had to have its hero to be Misakan the Avera. And that's why, in regard to the bowing of the Avodah Zorah in the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, there will come a Mordechai. Shelo yichrev lo yishtachave. He is not going to bow down to Om. And that is going to be a tikkun of that chet. And then there was the other chet, shenenu misuda v'asarach. That's interesting to note. Chazal did not say the Aver was going to the Suda. Sometimes you are invited to a relative who is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. You go there because, you know, Shalom Bayis, you don't want to make trouble with your wife or with your relatives, and you go there. But as you are there, you can't stand every minute you're there, and you can't wait for the escape to go away. But you're there to be Yotzei. If Klai Yisrael would have done that, it wouldn't have been a problem. The problem was, of course, they were forced to going. But once they went there, they were nene misuda vayserosha. They had the best hechsherim. It looked the buffet was so delicious they couldn't hold back. They were nene from the suda. Because they were nene from the suda, a vice of Russia, Rishoyim are giving the suda. It is so, and you're being nene. That was the aveira of Klai Yisrael, of the people of Shushan. Who would be the tikkun of that aveira? It will be Esther, as we'll explain in a few moments. Esther will be the tikkun of that she will not be nene at all from everything of Ahasuerus. In the Megillah, it's very interesting. The Gemara in Megillah says that there were Talmidei Chachamim who were greater than Mordechai in Torah. Mordechai was fourth or fifth. He was not the leader in Torah of the generation. Why was he picked to be the hero? So the pasuk says, "Ish Yehudi Oyav B'Shushan Abir Shmoy Mordechai Ben Yoreb Ben Kish Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ish Yimini." Chazal darshan in the pasuk that Chazal darshan in the pasuk Ben Yoyer Sheher and then that he enlightened the eyes of Klai Yisrael with his tefillah. Ben Shimi, Hashem heard his tefillah. Ben Kish, that his tefillah pierced the walls of the walls of Rachamim. His tefillah pierced the walls of Rachamim. The Vilna Gaon explains that a person has four senses. He smells, he hears, he talks, and he sees. There are four senses. In Torah, in learning Torah, you use three senses. You can hear Torah, you can talk Torah, and you can see Torah. Smelling cannot be used for Torah at all. What can smelling be used? Smelling is Reach Nichoyach by the Karbonis. You could smell the Reach Nichoyach. The Gemara says, Mordechai min HaTorah min HaTorah. Where do you know Mordechai in the Torah? Where's their remez? By the Besamim, it says Mor Dror, Mary Adachia. That Mordechai symbolized he was of the Reach, of Reach Nichoyach. Meaning, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Karbonis, but Tefillah is in place of the Karbonis. The Reach Nichoyach is in regard to Tefillah. Tefillah, Mordechai was number one in the generation. And we wanted to let you know that in all the four senses, he was complete sholem in tefillah. In regard to eyesight, Sheheri Nehemis, that he enlightened the eyes of Klai Yisrael with it, that they saw because Mordechai, he tore his clothes and he went on the street screaming in tefillah. All Klai Yisrael took the cue that they should also do tshuva. He enlightened, he made all Klai Yisrael do tshuva. Ben Shimi, Hashem, in hearing, Hashem heard his tefillah. Ben Kish, his tefillah pierced the walls of Rachman. In all the senses, he was sholem in tefillah. And he raised Hadassah. Now it's very interesting. Her real name was Hadassah. But in the street, you know, people have Goyish names. So her Goyish name was Esther. And it was a mess that even though her real name was Hadassah, no one called her Hadassah. She was called Esther. And some people in Eretz Yisrael would seem it very strange, but being Baruch Hashem, I'm in London now, it is not strange that people are called by their Goyish name. They don't even know what the Hebrew name is. And her name was only called Esther. Esther was a Goyish name. In those days, many Jews were very hospitable, and they did chesed. Jews always did chesed. They used to raise orphan goyim also. So therefore, later on, even if they'll find out that Mordechai raised Esther, they had no idea she was a Jew. Because Esther was a Goyish name. Now, it says that she was Yifas Tor v'Tovas Mar. She was beautiful and she had wonderful midos. And she was beautiful in every aspect. And then her father and mother died. Her first cousin Mordechai took her as Labas or Labayas, married her, but Lamaisa, he raised her up. Lamaisa, you should know, she hid herself. Let's go into the history. Mordechai hid Esther for 3 years. How do I know he hid her for 3 years? Very simple, because later on, it's going to say Esther became queen in the 7th year of Ahasuerus. After the 3rd year of Ahasuerus, she made an inauguration, he killed Vashti. And you had to have a year of preparation of the 6 months, B'Semen Amor, a 12-month regimen. So therefore, if you subtract 1 year, it comes out that she hid herself for 3 years. But then they made a census and they said whoever they saw that there were girls who did not come to the pageant, whoever doesn't come will be killed. So therefore, Batilokach Esther based on Melchi Yad Hegai. The next pasuk is unbelievable. Now you have to understand, the pageant worked that you get a lot of girls together. And every day, another woman is picked to start the regimen of the 12 months. Because every woman after 12 months will go to the king. And he can't have two in one night, so it's only one every night. So therefore, they pick, you know, random, this one and this one and this one, they start. When the girls were brought by Esther time after she hid herself for 3 years, and she was brought, hey guy, so all the girls come in this last shipment. She singled out Esther immediately and put her started that day the regiment of the 12 months. Not only that, he gave her 7 maids. I guess one for every day of the week. And he gave her the honeymoon suite. The Toy Beis Hanoshim. What's going on over here? What's going on? The answer is, Hashem put Kilu Ruach HaKodesh in the eyes of Haggai, that he said for sure she's going to be picked to be queen, and if I don't take care of her, she's going to take the come on me. So therefore, immediately, he treated her as a queen. He gave her already the 7 mishorosois that every king has received. When the king decided to send for Vashti, he sent the 7 chamberlains to pick Vashti. Every king or queen had 7 chamberlains. Already, can you imagine, in the pageant, he singles her out, already gives her, and he gives her like a honeymoon, like a fit for a queen. Because he's treating her as a queen immediately. Why did Hashem do this? Avada was a nes. Why did Hashem do this? The answer is, it was a tremendous test. When Esther was taken away to the king, Mordechai warned her, don't you dare open your mouth who you are. If you say you're a Jewess, the king is going to say, oh, Jews don't want it because you hid yourself for 3 years. No. He's going to destroy all the Jews. You don't say who you are. I don't know what they're going to do to you. Don't you dare say you're a Jew. She comes in. And Haggai goes, Meshuggah. Treats her like a queen, and he forgets about everybody else and only cares about her. You know, that's Torah is not always right. It's a mistake. He loves me so much. No. That's Torah said not to say a word. I don't understand, it makes no sense. Lo yigid es es ama v'smalarta, ki Mordechai tzivol esha lo yisagid. Every day, Mordechai is going before the chatzir, Lagas says, Shalom Esther or Mayasaba. What's the two things? Shalom Esther or Mayasaba. Because she hid herself for 3 years. So what einish did they do to her? Mayasaba, what did they do to her? Also, Shalom Esther. Mordechai knew that Esther is a tzadekis. And Toivas Rishoyim is disgusting. Just like I'll be invited to Aza by the Palestinians. I don't care what they give me, it'll be disgusting to me. She's going to be in by Goyim, it'll be disgusting to her. So therefore, is she going to be well physically because of being in such a matzav with Goyim? So when the time came of Esther, after the year, she didn't want anything. She was completely, the Jews were forced and they went to the Suda, they were Nene. Esther always, it will say, she was taken by force. Every woman, when they get to Ahasuerus, what dress do you want? What classical, what music do you want? What did you want, a teddy bear? What do you want to take to Ahasuerus? Nothing. She said nothing. What to wear? Haggai had to pick, imagine a man picking out a wardrobe for a woman, for a chasana. But anyway, that's what happened. She wasn't interested in anything. Haggai had to say what she should take. Fati Esther Naisis Chaim Bein HaKorea. What do you mean Esther Naisis Chaim? It said before she was Yifas Terbetoivas Mare. Says the Gemara, she needed a special nest to be Naisis Chaim because Yirak Reika, so he says she was green. Green? It said before that she was Yifas Terbetoivas Mare. I don't know how beautiful green is. What's Yifas Terbetoivas Mare? Says the Gemara, no, she was beautiful. But Mordechai was very right. She got sick. She got green from anguish. These 12 months of the Toivas Rishoyim, she couldn't take it. And she got green from anguish. So Hashem had to do a special nas of Nisus Chain, that even though she was green, she found favor in everyone's eyes. Vatilokach Esther was taken by force. So you see how she was misakin the chet. They were nene from the Yisud of the Rosha, and she got sick from being with the Rishoyim. She was taken by force. El Beis Malchusay, b'chodesh ha'asiri. It was the 10th month of Chodesh Tevis. Now in the whole Megillah, it doesn't say the months. Why over here is it telling us that it's Teves? What difference does it make? Just say the 7th year of his Malchus, that's enough. That will know that he hears up in their ears. Who cares if it's Teves? It's a very big Ashkocha here, as we'll see in a minute. So Esther loved Esther from all the women he had seen already. Meaning, which was very strange. Julie, you have a pageant and you finish the whole pageant before you see the winner. No! He stopped right there! It can't be anyone as beautiful as Esther, as wonderful as Esther. Stop the show! Stop! And then the Melch made a big mishteh, as mishteh Esther, winning. What's mishteh Gadol? To him, it was greater than his inauguration I made for 180 days. And it's, this was greater to him. And he called him Mishta Esther. And he wanted to do something for her people. But he didn't know where people is. As we said last week, it wasn't required to say who you are. That was the nest of the guys, the Romanians, who were doing the floor. They didn't know anything about Yichas, so anyone could be queen. So therefore, I want to do something for the people. So he had a plan. He made a reduction in taxes for all the people of the kingdom. And he gave presents to anyone he saw. So maybe her people will also benefit. All the way in the end of the Megillah, he suddenly realized, hey, I'm giving everyone a reduction, and now I know she's a Jew! So therefore, we cannot end the Megillah without letting us know, in the 127 days, he put the tax back on. Don't think he's so wonderful, he made sure to get his money back, so he put the tax back on. But meanwhile, he gathered the women to send them home. And then the Pasuk says, I know that already. Before he said that, he didn't say who she was. But the whole yisod, the whole basis of the Das Torah to tell him not to say who she was the king is going to hate all the Jews because you hid yourself for 3 years. What business is this? She's queen. He's throwing everyone away. Tell who you are. Das Torah said not to say. I'm not saying whether I understand or don't understand. And not only that, you know, a lot of times a person, when he's in a very firm environment, he has turned on huggers that he has, or let's say a boy is in yeshiva, he's knowing many things in yeshiva. When he comes back home and that's such a firm environment, he can be lax to do the things that he normally usually does. Esther, all the minhagim that Mordechai had in his house, she kept on doing as if she would still be in his house. So Mordechai is sitting b'shar ha-melech, b'ksam is serish. We asked before, who cares what month it was? One thing you'll know about Tevis, I'm sure you all know in London, the nights are very long. In those days, there was no electric lights, there's no electricity. So therefore, when it came sundown, that was when you went to sleep. You worked during the day and you slept at night. The best job in the palace in the wintertime was the night job. My father, Chmuel's son, was once, he had a stroke, he was in the hospital in Eretz Yisrael, and in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, I used to be there at night, and he wanted something. So I needed a nurse. So I look around, there's no one there. All of a sudden I see a door a little bit open, I go in the door, and all of a sudden, I got someone jumps up. Yeah, what do you want? Like screaming, I became a chutzpah that I woke up the nurse. I said, my father needs some medicine. She's very angry, and she goes, like Akilu, like if looks could kill someone, like it was the biggest chutzpah that I bother her. Bigson and Serish had a wonderful job. They were the night watchmen in the palace. The nights, Baruch Hashem, long nights. We could have a long shluf, geschmack. But all of a sudden, ever since Esther got in there, in the long nights, we're talking about like from 4:30 all the way till 6:30 in the morning, a ganze nacht, and he wants cake, and he wants beer, and he wants Coca-Cola, he wants some wine, he wants champagne, the whole night, back and forth, they can't get any sleep. And they said, listen, ever since she came here, this guy's a mishugan, every single night he parties, it's ridiculous, and we can't take it anymore. So finally they decided that they're getting sick because they used to use the nights for rest and they, I guess they had another job in the afternoon and they used to have the night for rest and they can't, it's impossible. So they decided we have to get rid of this mishugan. So therefore they planned to kill him. So that was a big nest that it was in Teves, the long nights. And then Mordechai, as the Gemara says, knew all the languages, and even though they talked in a foreign language, he was from the Sanhedrin, and therefore he told Esther. Esther told the king, and they were killed, and it was written down in Divrei Hayomim. Then, right after that, I can imagine, you know, if someone does me a toiva, right away I try to be makir tov. Suddenly realized, Haman did me such a toifa, because he gave me the Yetzah, he made me the absolute dictator. He had me kill Vashti because of that, I had a patch and I got Esther. Unbelievable! He deserves recognition and greatness. Do you know when this was? In this parak, he's going to say that it was the 12th year of his reign, 5 years later. It took him 5 years to wake up that maybe I have to be Makar Toif to Homa. So therefore, Gidal HaMelech HaKashveres, Gidal means in wealth. He gave tremendous wealth. Vayinaseyu in Kovid, he made him higher than all these Sarin. So therefore, there was a new thing he made. All of the HaMelech, Hashem B'Shar HaMelech, and Shar HaMelech, they had to bow down to Haman, because he came to see V'loy HaMelech. U'morchai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. Anyone who knows Hebrew, this doesn't make sense. What does it mean, lo yichra v'lo yishtachave? Yichra and yishtachave is future. It should have said, u'morchai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. What's yichra v'lo yishtachave? What does that mean? You know, sometimes we are invited to simchas and we have relatives and grace, they're not religious, and you may have female aunties or other relatives that, you know, want to say hello in a very encouraging and beloved way, which is not so much al pi Torah. And it's very embarrassing. And if you move away, they'll think that, you know, there'll be a lot of shalom bias problems. My grandfather, Rav Scheinberg, always gave a wonderful etzah. Whenever you have something like that, a relative is coming towards you, so, do you have a tissue, please? I promise you, they won't go within your daladamas. So there's a very good way to get out of all problems. Just sneeze and ask someone for a tissue and your potter. That's all. So therefore, to get out of very sticky situations, that's the Pashut Eitzah. Mordechai, if he doesn't want to bow down to Haman, now why didn't he want to bow down? Chazal said either he made himself an Avodah Zarah or he had an Avodah Zarah on his chest. Whatever it is, you know, Mordechai could be looking at a Rambam, he doesn't notice, whatever. And you know, there are many ways that he just didn't notice him to bow down. Masha'en can Mordechai know. He sat down in defiance, as if to say, I'll never bow down. And that was why Yichrev Leishtachavet, that he defines, he knew exactly that Haman's walking by, and he sat like this looking with a smile, and he's not bowing down. So therefore he let everyone know that I will never bow down to him if my life depended on it. So V'chol Avdei HaMelech, Hashem B'Shar HaMelech, they said, hey, what do you mean Avdei HaMelech? Why didn't Haman say anything? Because Haman was such a balgaiva that he walked with his head up. He's not going to look at these mere mortals bowing down in front of him. So he's walking with his head up. He didn't even notice that Mordechai's not bowing down, because his head was up in gaiva. So therefore, the other people are jealous. They're bowing down. And Mordechai's just saying that he's not bowing down. So why aren't you bowing down? And they talk to him, yoyim, yoyim, you know, until there's a chazok, he's not bowing down. They want action. Okay, let's go now. Mordechai's not bowing down. Yeah? So therefore, Haman sees that Mordechai's not bowing down. This is ridiculous. I mean, I could understand you walk and you see someone's not bowing down and get upset. You were warned. You were told, listen, for the last 3 or 4 days, he's not bowing down. Got it. What's my? I'm just saying. I mean, you were warned. Well, why are you getting angry for? I'm upset. But you were prepared. The answer is, Haman, you know, had to keep his regimen of keeping his head up like he always does. But his eye looked from the side to see if Mordechai is bowing down, and he's not bowing down. You know why he's not bowing down? Because he thinks, I don't know that he's not bowing down. So he turned around and he went a little bit closer. And he's walking up and looking around and he's not bowing down. Then he turns around again and he's walking back and forth. Okay, that's what he has. He has nothing else to do with this time. He's walking back and forth, closer and closer, to see if maybe Mordechai, listen, why is Haman walking back and forth? Maybe he's trying to catch the attention of Mordechai that he does see. Because you're not bowing, because you think I don't see you. But now I want you to get, I'm still my gaiva, that you should get the impression I am noticing. and he still doesn't bow down. Till he gets so close to him, and in defiance, Mordechai, okay, as Chazal say, takes out a shtar, the baby is Evan, or just in defiance, he's not bowing down. So therefore, he did this for about 10 minutes, so therefore, by Mali Homan Chema, he was platzed, he couldn't take it anymore. What's Mordechai doing here? So he said, it was low to him just to take the come on Mordechai. Because they told him that Mordechai is a Jew, and it's not personal, it's just al pi halacha, he's not supposed to bow down. It's interesting that the first thing he wanted was that lahashmid, to just shema the Jews. If I shema the Jews, then he'll bow down to me. What happened is that he decided afterwards to kill all the Jews. And I just want to mention one last thing. It was Lahashmid, Larek, Ola'abe, Shalom, Lavoiz. There were four things that he wanted to do. Lahashmid, Larek, Ola'abe. Lahashmid is Shmad. He knew that to destroy Klai Yisrael, I first have to make Gezeres of Shmad. That what? No Torah, no Tefillin, no Shabbos, no Milah. These things, and that's why since that after Haman was killed, we got all those things back. But that's what Lahashim was to shema the Jews, Laharei to kill them, Laabe to cremate them, Ushlolom Lavoiz, and to take their money. Hashem mid v'nahapachu. You wanted to shema the Jews, I'm going to give them an extra mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. You wanted to kill the Jews, when you kill the Jews, you take away the neshama, there's a mitzvah to drink, because that, v'yayin is samach levav enosh, it's misamech the nefesh of the person. You wanted to cremate them, there's a mitzvah of eating. People forget, there's not only a mitzvah of drinking, there's a mitzvah of eating also. Equal to drinking, because I have to be misamech the guf, and I have to be misamech the neshama. And the guf was, you wanted to cremate the Jews? No, there's mishnah v'simcha. Ushlalom levoiz, you wanted to take away all Jewish money? There shouldn't be a zeich of Jewish money. Jewish money goes all around with matonis levyonim and mishloach monois. L'maisa, when you look later on, when Mordechai sent out, you have to understand that the messengers went out mevuholim. Why did they go out mevuholim when the Muhammad gave them? They have a whole year. It was now Nissan. And the Xer is only in Adar. It was a nest that they ran like Meshugoyim. Why? Because it took them 70 days to finish. You know, Haman was killed on the second day of Nissan. Pesach, second day of Pesach. And Mordechai did not send out the Yeshua until the end of Sivan. Why? Because he waited the 70 days till, why was it 70 days? A tshuva for Klai Yisrael, one day for every year of Golus, of the 70 years of Golus. After the 70 days came, he sent back the same messengers. The Pasuk says, they were, oh, give me some, I ran like Mishmav, 70 days, I come back, and they're sending me out again. Why? Because, how in the world, Ahasuerus said, you can't abolish the old Gezerah. So how can we make a new Gezerah? What are you going to do? What he did was, he sent the exact same thing. But he said, and that's why he says, what's he sending over there? It was a printing mistake, he said. It was a printing mistake. I said, Goyim kill Jews. It was a mistake. Jews kill Goyim. It's just in the wrong place. He sent the same messengers with the same cruises before. Just he crossed out and fixed out that Jews should kill the Goyim instead of the other way around. That was the nest that he had them leave very fast in the 70 days. One final thing. Why is this Chag called Purim? Purim was the biggest nest. Pur is the lottery. Why was the lottery such a big nest, says the Vilna Gaon? Because Haman made a lottery, which is the best day al pi mazolis and koichovim for Haman to be victorious. And it came out Yud Gimel Odor. That is the day that's best for the Goyim. And the worst achar kach for the Jews. Hashem changed the ma'areches ma'asolos in kechovim. That Yud Gimel came the worst for Haman and the Goyim, and the best for the Jews. He changed around all the mazos in Kachovim. And that's why it says in the Tefillah of Hasheheni, it says, poor Haman nepach lepureinu. What does it mean, poor Haman changed to our poor? That, because the poor was alpi koichas atumo. What's the best day for the Goyim? It became, no, Hashem changed my sabracious, that became the worst day for the Goyim and the best day for the Jews. And that's why we call the Chag Purim, because it was the biggest nest kaviyach of the Megillah to change all the mareches, malzoskin, kekhov in the sky. Be'ez Hashem, there's so much more, but the time doesn't allow us. We should have a wonderful Chag, Kosh, Chag Sameach, the Mishnah, the Simcha, and the Alus in Yerushalayim.